So exercise 6 is all about command tonalities and questioning tonalities. I want you to really master the ability to change your voice tone to imply the different things and open the mind either to doubt, to agreement, or to following a set of instructions. Now, if you're like most people, a lot of people have difficulty particularly with the command tonality. They really can't quite get themselves to tell other people to do certain things. It helps if you do this by accentuating the physical characteristics. So for example, when you are using questioning tonality, lift your eyebrows as high as possible, open your eyes as wide as you can, smile or maybe even shrug your shoulders, and then you'll find your tonality kind of rises all by itself. And likewise, when you're using command tonality, maybe you want to frown a little bit. I used to point my finger at an imaginary client and then give him instructions so that every time I pointed my finger and frowned, my voice started going down. Because the physiology of commands, of instructions, is to point and frown slightly and really get someone to do something. Now, this is something which you can really go to town on, really go to an extreme. And once you get used to it, once your voice can do it all by itself, the physical mannerisms can be pulled back. Now, it's still useful to bring your eyebrows down together at the middle a little bit or lift your eyebrows up a little bit when you're doing command tone down or questioning tonality in a normal interaction, but only a slight nuance at that point. Whilst you're practicing, that's the time when you really go out of town on this.